Blog Talk Radio.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ.
Amen, amen. Brother Roy, calling from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. How is everybody tonight? Amen. What a song, eh? What a song. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Are you pledging? Are you out there pledging allegiance to the Lamb? I know that a lot of things are going on in the world right now in different countries and stuff like that, but we just got to keep seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. We've got to keep pledging the allegiance to the Lamb. Amen? This is what it's all about. Pledging allegiance to Jesus. Pledging allegiance to the Lamb, right? Amen? Praise the Lord. I just want to say tonight that I have a special guest, Brother Samuel from Gold World Ministry, and he's going to be sharing something that the Lord put on his heart tonight. Brother Samuel and I we're like one in spirit. Amen. And so tonight he's going to be sharing tonight. I'm not going to tell you what he's going to be sharing because he's going to share it. Be surprised to you. And I just thank you. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. Now, we are here to lift up the name of Jesus. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Everyone out of my voice that hears me out in the radio out there, lift up your hands right now to Jesus. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. He is so worthy. You know what it says? Lifting up the name of Jesus, right? pledging allegiance to him. What does it mean by pledge allegiance to him? It means a pledge allegiance to Jesus is basically that he's on the throne of your heart. Amen? He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. But he's on the throne of our heart. We need to be Christ-centered. You know what? Not self-centered. You know what? We need to be Christ-centered. Pledge allegiance to the Lamb and just lifting him up. We need to just lift Jesus up. Amen? Amen. You know what? Here's the key thing about Jesus. He loves us unconditional. Unconditional. Amen? You know what? If you go to Jesus, well, I did this or I did that or did this. You know, you go to, as we come to him and we repent, you know, as the Bible says, if we humble ourselves and we pray and we seek Jesus' face and we turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and he'll heal our land. He'll heal our bodies. Amen? And he will heal the land you're living in. He will heal the country. Be it Africa or Asia or wherever it is that you're listening right now, you know what? Jesus can heal your land. Amen? You know, we need to start saying, Jesus, you are Lord over my country. Amen? And Jesus, you are Lord over me. Amen? I mean, that's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. Tonight, we're just going to talk about Jesus. We're going to lift up Jesus. We're gonna just, you know, speak about Jesus. We're gonna proclaim Jesus. We're gonna confess Jesus. Amen? Because that's what it's all about. Pledging allegiance to the Lamb of God. Amen. You know what? We're in an army, and you know what? He's the commander of the army. And you know what? We just gotta, you know, we're in his army. And the battle belongs to him. You know what? I was talking about running to the battle last time. But the battle belongs to Jesus. We're in the battle, but the battle belongs to him. So we just got to follow him. We just follow him. We keep following him. And as we follow him, you know what? We're going to win every battle. Yes. We're going to win every battle because we're following Jesus, right? Follow Jesus. We follow Jesus into the battle. You know what? And the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. And so what we're believing for, you know, we just keep lifting up Jesus. You know, like I said, you know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things are added unto us.
Amen.
And it's all about seeking Jesus first. You know, we seek him first. You know, when we get up in the morning, good morning, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yeah, how many times have you told Jesus you loved him lately? Amen. He loves us. We need to tell him we love him. You know, just say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. Amen. And you know what? And just tell him. You know, maybe you think, well, he knows that. No. Of course he knows that, but he needs to hear it. He needs to hear it. How many times did Jesus said to you out there that he loves you? Amen. Many, many, many times. He says it through his word, but he says it through his voice. And he said, my sheep, Jesus speaking, hear his voice. So where's his sheep? Where has his sheep? It's going to, you know what? We're going to hear him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's a lover of our soul. Jesus is our Savior. Amen. Without Jesus, you can't be saved. He's our healer. You know, Jesus wants us walking in divine health. Jesus don't want us sick. Sickness does not glorify Jesus. Health does. Us walking in health, divine health, not being sick for, you know, for 30 years. Amen? That's what glorifies Jesus. Because he's our great physician. He's our healer. Amen? So, you know, but he's also our deliverer. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. He sets us free. He wants us free spiritually, he mentally, physically, socially, and financially. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, you know, salvation included healing. It also included deliverance. Amen. You know, so as we lift up Jesus. Amen. This is about lifting up Jesus. Amen. This is about basically pledging allegiance to him. Amen. This is about coming out from among them, coming out from among the people, you know, they're trying to manipulate you or intimidate you or dominate you. We need to come out from among them. Amen? We need to be around people that are anointed. That are anointed. Amen? People that are around that are free. Right? You're around people that are free. You're around people that are anointed. And what happens? You know what? You can't be taught, but you sure can catch it. Amen? You can catch that presence of God. Around the power of God. Around the love of the Lord. The love of Christ. Amen? Around that. You need to be in that atmosphere. And the more you're in the atmosphere, the more that you are free. Because you're around people that are free. Don't be around people that are in bondage. You know, even brothers and sisters out there that are basically, that you know, that are just kind of sitting on the fence and they're just basically, worldly. Come out from among them. Get away from them. Right? You know, even the Apostle Paul basically said that, come out from among them. He said basically, he was talking to a different one, and he said, come out from among them. Don't be around them. Amen? We don't, you know, the thing is that, you know, you don't want you to be around worldly people. Worldly people or worldly Christians, whatever it is, right? You need to come out from among them. Amen?
Right.
Because they're the, you know what? The enemy uses them. They need to repent. And repent, and the Bible says, do not love the world or anything of the world. The love of the Father is not in the world. Amen? We have to remember that as the body of Christ, right, we basically are in the world, right? But we're not of the world. We're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world, right? Our citizens, you know what? We're citizens of heaven. Our home is heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the God. Praise Jesus. I know this is what it's going to be all tonight. It's about lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen? You know, allow him. Allow him to, you know, it's, the Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. But you know what? We need to allow Jesus to be greater in us. How do we allow Jesus to be greater in us? Because we start to decrease. We decrease in ourselves, and Jesus increases. Did you know the more you decrease in your flesh, the more Jesus increases, the more you lift him up? Amen? That's what it's all about, right? Is, you know, say, Jesus, say right now, say, I must decrease. And Jesus must increase. Amen? Because the greater is he. So we need to allow him to be greater and greater and greater in our spirit. We need to allow him to be greater in our soul, our mind, our will and emotions, and our flesh. Crucifying the flesh. Amen? Crucifying the flesh every day we get up. Crucify the flesh. Crucify the flesh. Amen? Tell the flesh to shut up in the name of Jesus. How to shut up in Jesus' name. Amen? Because it likes the flesh likes to rise up. You know, like the fire. You know, the thing is, we're made up of a spirit, a soul, and a body. Amen? That's what we're made up of. And so where we sow grows. So if you sow to the spirit man, right, the spirit man becomes dominant, but the mind, the will, and emotions, they move toward the spirit. Amen. So your mind, will, and emotion, right? So you have the mind of Christ. So you're striving for the mind of Christ, right? God, you're striving to do God's will. You try to do God's will, right? And your emotions, you're walking by faith and not by your five senses. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? You just have to keep, you know, sowing to the Spirit. Sowing to the Spirit. And as you keep sowing into the Spirit, right, you're going to start seeing with the eyes of the Spirit. You're going to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. You're going to taste the Lord is good. Amen. Taste the Lord is good. And, of course, you're going to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? You just keep going on. So as you pledge allegiance to the Lamb, you're basically saying, Jesus you are number one. I'm Christ-centered. I'm going on with you, right? I'm submitting myself to you, Lord. I'm resisting the devil, and the devil is clean. See, here's the key. The more you submit to Jesus, the more, and he's God, the more you submit to him and resist the devil with the word of God, with his word, the devil flees. Amen? The devil flees. But it's all about, we have to have a relationship, a real intimate relationship with Jesus. A real intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit. And an intimate relationship with Daddy God, with our Father. Amen? I mean, that's what it's all about. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We just lift up the name of Jesus. I'm just going to sing this song real quick. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none will go, I will follow. Though none will go, I will follow. Though none will go, I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Have you decided to follow Jesus? As I sing that song, have you decided to follow Jesus? Amen. That's what we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision. Are we going to follow Jesus? Or are we going to follow self? Are we going to follow the world? See, that's what it's all about, right? And then we can't turn back. Like once you start following Jesus, if you look at Lot's wife, remember how Sodom and Gomorrah, she was coming out and she was told not to turn back. She was told not to turn back. What did she do? She disobeyed, and she turned back, and as she turned back, she changed into a pillar of salt. Now, I'm not saying you're going to change into a pillar of salt, my brothers and sisters, people out there, but what I am saying, you know what? Don't turn back. When you're following Jesus, just keep your eyes straight ahead on Jesus, and you just, you know, he orders our steps, he directs our steps, but we need to follow him. You know, Jesus basically wants us to follow him, but we have to do it because we want to follow him, right? We can go a different direction. Jesus is going to stop us. You know what? But you know what? He says, come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, 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 amen. I'm just going to go to a couple of scriptures here. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 says this, acknowledging the lordship of Jesus Christ, amen. So we need to acknowledge the lordship of Jesus Christ. This is in Philippians. Amen? So the Lord is saying we need to acknowledge him, his lordship, that he is Lord over our lives. He's Lord over our lives. Amen? You know that we basically lift Jesus up, that we worship him, we praise him. Amen? Acknowledging that he's the Lord of our lives. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Because the Bible said that every knee. So, you know, the thing is, what's that saying? We can bow down right now at the name of Jesus, or we will bow later. But every person on this earth will bow at the name of Jesus, and every knee will bow in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So that's what the Bible is saying in Philippians 2. It says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. See, Jesus is the glory of God manifested on the earth. Amen. So I just want to give that scripture to you. Do you have that about your Bible? Philippians 2, verse 10. It's acknowledging the lordship of Jesus. That's what we're. That's brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. He's the head. We're the body. Amen. And where would the body be without the head? Amen. Like, where would the body be without the head? Look, where would your body be without your head? It's the same thing, right? Your body, right? Jesus is the head. So we need Jesus. We need Jesus, right? He's the head. We're the body. We need Jesus. Okay? Because without Jesus, we're nothing. Amen? Without Jesus, we're nothing. Without Jesus, we won't be able to function. There's different parts of the body. There's different parts of the body, right? There's the hands, the feet, everything like that. But the whole key is everything comes from the head. Everything comes from the head, and the head is Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Kola bashinda la kota sita babanda. Kinga babanda la kota sita bayanta ranta. Shinda la bayanta la da bayanta yanta. Shinda la ba shinda la ba sarota. Shinda la ba kota shinda la ba papa. Shinda la ba kanta yanta la shinda. Kova babanta yanta la kinta la shinda. Kova da yanta la bishinda la bayanta yanta yanta. Kita la ba sita yanta. Shinda la banta. Honda shinda. Amen. I'm just going to go over to Timothy here. The Lord's kind of put me over to Timothy, so I'm just going to go over to Timothy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So go to 1 Timothy and go to chapter 4, please. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Okay. Okay, get your Bibles. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'll just wait for a couple of seconds here, and then we'll go on. Okay. Chapter 4, Timothy says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. Amen? So what that's saying is that right now we're in the last days. Right now the thing is that there is, you know what, the Lord's speaking it, but so it can happen. Amen? That's why it's so important not to be around worldly Christians. Amen. You need to be around the Christians that are on fire for the Lord. Amen. That are on fire for the Lord. On fire for the Lord. Amen. They're burning for Jesus. Burning for Jesus. That's what you need to be. Burning for Jesus. Amen. So what it's saying here, the Spirit basically says that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. A seducing spirit. We need to be careful opening up the door to any seducing spirits. Spirits that seduce you. You know, the thing is, you can open up the door for different things, but what it is, they're not. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, not everything that is good is God. Amen. So we need to be, you need to make sure that you need to watch anything spirits that try to seduce you, anyone try to intimidate you or manipulate you or dominate you, stay away from in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Because it's out there. You got to start fighting. You got to start fighting. Right now, I just ask Lord right now that you would give a discerning spirit. A discerning spirit would come on every one of them that is listening to the radio right now in the name of Jesus. We need a discerning spirit. We need to discern what is of God, and we need to discern what is of the devil. Amen. Remember one thing: the angel portrays as the devil portrays as an angel of light. Amen. So we have to really be careful who, what we get caught up into. There's so much stuff that's basically being spoken now, but you got to have a discerning spirit that is not of the Lord. Amen. And not get caught up in it. Okay? From giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. Speaking lies and hypocrisy and having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen? Thing is, you got to be very careful you don't get caught up in a religious spirit. Because a religious spirit is all about, like I said, intimidation, manipulation, domination. Amen? You got to stay free. Stay free in the Lord. Jesus said, I come to set you free, and he wants you free in the mighty name of Jesus. And so you just got to make sure that you basically stay away. Don't open up the door. You know, the Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Not who he's going to devour, but who he may devour. So we got to keep all doors closed. Amen? And how we do that? We seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Amen? We spend time with Jesus. Spending time with Jesus. You know, as we spend time with Jesus, you know, in the spirit, right? We're going to be walking in the spirit. We're not going to be caught up in the things of the flesh. And we're going to know exactly what is going on in our lives and others. Amen? Amen. Speaking, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to go over to 2 Timothy here. Second Timothy 4. Okay. 2 Timothy 4 says, charge therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead and appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Okay, this is preach the word, the instant, in season, and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, here's, listen to this, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Amen? I'm just basically speaking what the Bible is saying right now, okay? There's a time coming, it's here right now, that the people, our brothers and sisters, time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having nothing to hear. We are talking about the body of Christ here. We're not talking about unbelievers. We're talking about believers. Amen? We're talking about believers. I'm speaking out to people on the radio there that are listening to this. Okay? Watch what you're doing. Be discerning. Keep seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen? You know, we're all in a race. We're all in a race. But it's only the one that crossed the finish line received the prize. Amen? So we're all, but you know what? As you're going along in the race, as you're racing your life, and somebody is down or somebody is caught up in something they shouldn't be, don't just walk by them. Just basically encourage them, exhort them, lift them back up. Lift them back up. Get them on the road to victory. Get them on the road, road to Jesus. Amen? You know? Just lift them up. Encourage them. Don't condemn them. Right? Therefore, there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Walk after the Spirit. Right? And just keep, lift them up and say, keep coming. Keep going. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. For a time will come. Okay. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They're going to believe a lying spirit. They're going to, you know what, a lying spirit? You know, basically, they're going to start believing a lying spirit. You know what? We don't need to be believing a lying spirit. Because we have the truth in us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father but by me. Right? So in other words, you just got to be careful. Don't open up the doors. You know, in the army, it talks about the armor of God, the belt of truth, which is part of the armor of God, is what holds up all the armor. So we're going to stay truthful. We're going to stay truthful. We're going to be honest. You know, we're going to be confident. And you know, we're going to speak the word of God, which is the truth, the sword of the Spirit, and we're also going to speak the truth. We're going to be truthful with our brothers and sisters, truthful with the people around us. Amen. Because we want to keep that belt of truth on. But if we're lying and in deceit and everything like that, that belt, that whole armor, that belt will fall off, and the whole armor will fall off. Amen. So let's keep truthful, right? Just keep speaking the truth. Speaking the truth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 5. But watch that in all things endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. Amen. So we need to endure. You know, we need to endure. You know, the thing is, Jesus is with us. You know, there's expectation and violent determination brings manifestation. Amen. So if you're believing for a manifestation from the Lord, you're going to have to have violent determination for that to come to pass. Amen. Because it will come to pass. But you have to have violent determination. You got to pray. You know, you got to keep praying. You know, pray until... Push. Pray until something happens. Keep praying. Keep praising. Keep thanking until it comes to pass in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul speaking, he says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And then he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. And that's what we need to say. That's what we need to say. Say it with me right now. I have fought a good fight. Amen? I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. You know, as we get closer and closer to the Lord and, to go with Him, all He's saying is we need to just basically... fighting the good fight of faith, my brothers and sisters out there. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen? Keep fighting. Right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Amen?
Yes.
Faith, right? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So, you know what? How does faith come? It comes by hearing. It's by you speaking the word of God. Right, not in silence, but start speaking the word of God, and that you that you would hear it, that you would hear what you're saying. Amen. Say, I have fought. I'm fighting a good fight of faith. Okay. I finished my course. Apostle Paul saying, I've kept the faith. Now here's what here's what happened here for us. Henceforth, Apostle Paul speaking, he said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen? Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day. Amen? And that's for all of us. Laid up for all of us a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, and giveth that day. And not to us, not to him only, but he's saying not to him only, the Apostle Paul speaking, he said, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen? Jesus, right? That's all about Jesus, about his appearing. But Paul's not talking, right? And so he's basically saying, right, it's for all of us, for all of us to have a crown of righteousness. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over to Philippians 1:21. Just go over with your Bible with me. Please. Look in here. Okay, there we go, Philippians, and go to 1:21. 1:21. Okay, are you there? This is what Paul said. He said, for to me, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Are you willing tonight to die for your Lord Jesus? Just think about that for a second. Are you willing to die tonight? Are you willing to die for your Lord Jesus? That's quite a question, isn't it? That's quite a question. Just think about it for a second. Because there's coming a time right now, we're in the last days, that, you know what? We're getting to the point where are we willing to, like Jesus died on the cross for us, are we willing to die for him? Just think about that first. I don't want to rush this because it is so to the heart. But people can say, oh yeah, I you know, right? Like Peter said to Jesus, he said, oh, they'll all basically leave you. I'll never leave you. And what did Jesus say to Peter? He said, before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me twice, three times. Right? Before the cock crows. Right? You'll deny me three times. Amen? And he loved Jesus. He loved Jesus. Right? But he denied Jesus three times. So what about us? What about Brother Roy? What about Brother Samuel? You know, what about us? What about you out there? Are you ready to say, are you ready to say, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain? Amen? Because the Lord, because Jesus, you know, we're pledging allegiance to the Lamb tonight. Are we pledging allegiance tonight to Jesus to say, Jesus, I'm ready. I'm ready to die for you. I'm not going to renounce you. Amen? I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you, no matter if I have tribulations or anything like that. I'm going to keep following you, Jesus. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. I'm not going to have my eyes on the circumstances. I'm not going to have my eyes on the situation. I'm not going to have my eyes even on the symptoms. I'm going to have my eyes on you because I know Jesus. I know Jesus that if the situations, the circumstances, even the symptoms have to change because your word, Lord Jesus, doesn't.
Lord.
Amen.
Label shop.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name. Praise. Let's go to Galatians 2:20. What does Galatians 2:20 say? You get there. The Apostle Paul speaking again. And he says, I am crucified with Christ. Are you crucified with Christ tonight? Are you crucified with Christ tonight? Amen. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. What's Paul saying tonight? That he's crucified with Christ, but he's not living. He's not living. Amen? It says here, yet I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen? Apostle Paul saying that Christ liveth in us, right? Christ lives in me and Samuel and everyone out there that knows Jesus, the personal Savior. He lives in you. He liveth in you. Amen? Let's go on. And the life which I now live, listen to this now. And the life which I now live in the flesh, okay? We're all in the flesh. Everyone right now that basically that I'm talking to on the radio right now are in the flesh. You're in the flesh. Amen? You have a body, right? You have a body, right? In the flesh. I live. This is what where I'm going to just say here. I live. Just say, I want you to say this with me, all of you, everybody out there on the radio. Say this. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Hear what you just said? Did you hear what you just said? That you just spoke out of your mouth right now? That you are living by the faith. That we are all living by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. As we pledge allegiance to Jesus, we're living by the faith of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. By the Son of God, who loves us. Yeah, as I said before, who loves us unconditionally. Unconditionally loves us. Amen. He unconditionally loves us, and he gave himself for us. So shouldn't we give ourselves for him? Shouldn't we give ourselves for him? Amen. He gave himself for us. And now, we're just saying, Lord Jesus, we pledge allegiance to you. Lord, we pledge allegiance to you. And we give ourselves. We give ourselves. As you gave yourself to us, Lord, we give ourselves to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember this, my brothers and sisters. Everything will pass, but what's only done for our Lord Jesus will last. Amen? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I'm just going to bring on my brother Samuel now. He's got a wonderful word, a perfect word. And Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Glory, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all, as many that are connected to this audio broadcast. Glory be to God. God bless you. Brother Roy, that's a wonderful time in God's presence. While your message was going, I was just, my heart was just connected to Jesus Christ, now, like staying in God's presence. Glory be to God. So I'm not going to say much today, but just in just few minutes to compliment and to lead us to Christ, because Jesus is the center of all nations, of all races, of all kinds. Jesus is our center. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Down on my knees, you know, down on my knees, we found Jesus. Where did you find Jesus? It's not on the mountain, neither in the valley, but down on our knees we found him. When we are blind, he finds us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. My name is Samuel Terry, the man of God. I just spoken and I just said a little about me. God bless God for his life. He has been a wonderful blessing to my life, and we have been together in this race of Christendom. Glory be to God. He's a wonderful man of God. But in just a few minutes, let us pray. Holy Spirit, thank you for what we're doing right away. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this place. Thank you for everyone listening to this broadcast. Thank you for the glory of the Lord. Thank you for Shekinah glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your spirit. Hallelujah. We'll lift Jesus up and we'll bring devil down. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, for God has highly exalted him and give him a name that's above all names, that in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, things in heaven and the earth to convey that Jesus is up. The Bible says, he lifted all his words above his name. Thank you, Jesus, for tonight. Thank you for what you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is well. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So back to what God has been leading us to tonight. And the bottom line is that Jesus must move into our life so that the devil can move out, because he's the owner of the whole soul, spirit, and body. Now, this is connecting us to the book of Luke, chapter 19, from verse 1 to 4. So I have like 7 or 10 minutes to talk about this, and we'll pray together. The Lord is leading to us to do something else. He's going to tell us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in that Luke chapter 19, verse 1, the Bible says, Jesus entered the Jericho and was passing through it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus Christ of Nazareth entered where? The Jericho. And Jericho is a city. Jesus is entering to your life today. Do you know Jericho is a fortified city? It is a defensive city, but no record gave us that Jesus was stopped or was restricted from entering the Jericho. The same thing in your life. No allow anything to stop Jesus coming to your life. You know what? Everything that be like a barrier, like a defense, you have to bring them down so that Jesus can come in into your city, can come in into your family, can come in into your situation, can come in into your home, can come in into your job. Because the Bible says Jesus enter. No restriction, no barrier, no obstacle, nothing stop Jesus from going into that city called Jericho. And don't forget, in the Exodus, Jericho is a fortified city. But do you know what? All those barriers, all those defense that prevented people from going in or going out of Jericho have been removed. That means to you tonight, the Lord has removed every obstacle, every hindrance that is blocking you from seeing Jesus. Like I said, down on our knee, we find Jesus. Down on our knee, we find our Lord. It's not on the mountain, Master Robo Shakalaba, neither in the valley, but on my knee, we see Jesus. Where did you find it? Because it's looking for you. Jesus has a mission in Jericho, but no one knows that. He entered into the Jericho without any restriction. Can you open your heart tonight without any restriction, without blocking Jesus? Because he's coming to show you the love. The love your father cannot show you. The love your mom cannot show you. The love your parent cannot show you. The love your friends cannot show you. Jesus is the love of God. Jesus is the love of God. He entered into Jericho, and he was passing through it. Tonight, the Lord will pass through your life. If you open up to him, the Lord will pass through your situation. If you open up to him, the Lord will pass through your destiny and reform and make everything right. What is wrong, the Lord will put it right, because Jesus is the owner of your whole body, soul, and spirit. And that's to say, there was a man, the name called Zacchaeus, hallelujah. The Bible says he was a chief and is a tax collector. He's a wealthy man. This is the potential of this man. This is what this man carries. These are those things that he has in possession of him. But this man is missing something in his life. Oh, shut up. Something is missing in his life. There's something that is missing in your life, regardless of your job, regardless of the high pay, regardless of your position, regardless of what you have. Something is missing. If you have everything, if you don't have Jesus, something is missing. You are incomplete without Jesus. Jesus is the completion of God. Hallelujah. He was wealthy. He got everything in his life, but he's missing Jesus. Mm-hmm. Brother and sister, what is missing in your life? I am not talking about religion. I am talking about Christ. I am talking about Christ tonight. Glory be to God. And do you know, despite all this, he didn't find joy. He didn't find happiness in his life. He always moved here and there because something is missing. Where you lack joy in your life, when you are always afraid, when fear grips you, it means that something is missing in your life. That something might be there, but it is still missing in your life. And you know, this man has two attributes. He is a wealthy man. But one thing the Bible says, verse 3 says, he wanted to see who Jesus was. Who wants to see Jesus tonight? I am not preaching about Jesus that is on the picture. I am talking about Jesus. I am the Lamb. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He that came to this world, died on the cross, and said, "It is finished." And the man that went to the grave and fought with the death and grave, and he said, "There, where is your strength? Grave, where is your sorrow?" The man that rises up and resurrected on the third day, and move up to the right side of God. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. I am talking about Jesus Christ. He that had the power to open and the power to close. He that had the key of the heaven and the earth in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world, my shit, blah, blah, blah. He is he got the whole world. He is he got the whole world. He got you in his hand. He won't let you fall. If you can just follow Jesus Christ, you might be hearing about Jesus. You might be going to church. You might be involved in so many activities without knowing Jesus. It is nothing. What profit a man that gained the whole world and lost his soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This man gained the whole world, Zacchaeus. But his soul is in the hand of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Who is controlling your life? Until you hand over your soul, your body and spirit to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That is when he can take care of it. He said, cast all your body on me. What is that thing that is troubling your mind? It's Jesus that can handle it for you. What is that thing that is making you to be weary and weak? It's Jesus that will handle it for you. And the Bible says, wanted to see who Jesus was. Do you want to see Jesus tonight? I have brought to you Jesus Christ of Nazareth tonight. I have brought to you the Help the Young tonight. I have brought to you the King of Kings tonight. I have brought to you the Lamb of God tonight. I have brought to you the root of the tribe of Jesus tonight. I have brought to you the Prince of Peace tonight. I didn't bring to you Samuel. I didn't bring to you Roy. But I have brought to you Jesus, the anchor of God. You want to see Jesus. Are you ready to see Jesus tonight? Wherever you have been hearing me, as many under the sound of our voice, do you want to see Jesus? He's here beside you. Only for you to just open your heart. He said he loves you. It doesn't matter your mess. He's going to take care of all those mess. It doesn't matter your sin. He said he has forgiven you your sin. Only for you to open your heart. You want to see Jesus. But there are some two things that obstructed him, preventing him. It's shortcoming. The Bible says, but because he was short, the man has a short stature. His eyes is below the normal. That is a shortcoming. And Jesus doesn't look at your shortcoming. He doesn't look at your physique. He doesn't look at your weaknesses. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. He says, son, give your heart to me. Daughter, give your heart to me. Hallelujah. And the man was so shocked. And the second thing, there are a crowd around him. A crowd. And he was shocked. And he found this as an excuse or as an obstacle to see Jesus. But don't forget, this man has desire him. Do you desire Jesus? Do you desire his love? Do you desire Holy Spirit? He wants to know who Jesus was. He has been hearing about it. People have been telling him that there's somebody. But he knows that despite all what he has attained, he is not happy with it. The joy of God is not there. And he needs Jesus. I know wherever you are, you need Jesus. When Jesus comes to your heart, naturally, you see the joy of God flowing inside you. I have 2 minutes to get out there. It's almost here. Glory to Jesus. And do you know what he did? He made up his mind. People of God, made up your mind tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He outsmarted the crowd. He moved ahead of the crowd. People of God, do not move with the crowd. Don't listen to your environment. Your environment always intimidates and manipulates you. But you need to listen to Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. He doesn't allow the crowd to stop him. Don't allow what is around you. Don't allow the situation of the country. Don't allow the government situation. Don't allow the environmental situation. Don't allow your family situation. Stop you from saying, yes, Jesus, I want you. The Bible says he move ahead. If he move with the crowd, he might lost. Many are lost today because they are moved with the crowd. They listen to the negative. They listen to the wrong message. They are in the wrong place at the right time. And the second thing is this. He said, if I move ahead of the crowd, Jesus might not still see me. What will I do? I am so shocked. The Bible says there was a tree beside him, a sycamore tree. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That sycamore tree represents the cross of Jesus. Represents the cross of Jesus Christ. He climbed to the cross. He looked unto Jesus, the horror and the finisher of his faith. Who are you looking at? The Bible says he climbed the sycamore tree. Jesus' hand is open. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Jesus' hand is open to you tonight. Can you come to him?
Mm-hmm.
He can sustain you. Hallelujah. He climbed up to that mountain, to that hill. And Jesus came to that spot. He wanted to see Jesus, but Jesus found him. Say, Lord, find me tonight. Jesus has found you tonight.
Amen.
Jesus has blessed you tonight. Jesus is there for you. And Jesus said to him, tonight, I will be with you. I'm going to have a supper with you. That is what Jesus said to him. And he was so happy to hear this because the Lord loves him. People of God, you go back to Jesus tonight? Can you go on your knee and say, Lord Jesus, I am ready. I am ready, Lord. I am ready for you. I give my body. I give my soul. Like Zacchaeus. Unto you. Yes, Lord.
I found my Jesus. Yeah.
Can you join your hand with somebody wherever you are? Not sure.
I found my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It wasn't all about me.
Hallelujah.
Not in the valley,
but
it was all my
Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Man of Galilee, a crowd of all,
yes, Lord.
Oh, help me,
thank you, Lord.
Down on my knees, I found my Jesus.
Down on my knees. You find us. Please, everything. Review every heart. Make us pure and holy. People that call by my name, humble themselves. We humble ourselves. I see God healing somebody here. He's healing your heart.
And he saw the tears.
Thank you, Jesus.
That I have cried.
Yes, you've been running out of your hands because Jesus loves you. Can you feel his warm hug on you? Jesus is hugging you right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I went down
on my knees. Lord.
And I have the Lord.
I have the Lord.
Have mercy, please. He had compassion.
He had compassion.
He showed me love.
My own
Father. The Lord above. Down on my knees.
Can you just Jesus come to my heart? I love you. I give my life to you tonight. I give my life to you this morning. I give my life to you this afternoon. I am ready. Come into my heart. Give me a new heart, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
but it was on my knees I found you. Oh, but it was on my knees I found my Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Powerful. Wasn't that powerful? Word from Brother Samuel? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, thank you so much for, you know, for tuning in the radio. And, you know, we're so blessed. We're so blessed to have you tune in. And, you know, we don't take it lightly. We don't take it lightly when... you know, when you're tuning in and we're speaking in all over, it goes all over the world. Amen. What a blessing that is, you know, what a privilege it is. And, you know, and I just thank you for coming and listening, you know, when I come on every 2 weeks, you know, it's just, you know, I feel so blessed and so privileged. You know, that I can just speak the word of God. I can proclaim the word of God. I confess the word of God, and you know, and I can help you. I can, you know, you know, they said the fivefold ministry. You know, we're called to equip the saints and you know, equip and train for the work of the ministry, and that's what it is. Every one of us has a ministry that God has given us. Jesus has given us. You know. And, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to challenge you. You know, we're just believing, Brother Samuel and I tonight, we're just believing as we spoke the word, both of us, that basically you'll never be the same ever again. Never be the same ever again. You know what? Even from tonight. Right from tonight, right now, that you will never, ever be the same again. You're going to be just on fire for Jesus. You're going to be just on fire for Jesus. You know, you're going to be lifting up Jesus wherever you go, and whatever you do, you're going to be lifting him up. You're going to be proclaiming Jesus. Jesus is going to be the Lord of your house. Jesus is going to be the Lord of your house. Amen. And you're just going to, wherever you go, like I said, and you're just going to start to, and you know what? And you're going to see many, many of your friends and relatives come to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you know what? There's no turning to the world. Right? There's only turn our, you know what? You need turn our eyes upon Jesus. Look into his wonderful face. Amen. You know what? In closing, I'm just going to say, oh, you know what? It's time. Just time to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look in his direction. Follow his direction. Follow his time. Follow his directions. Follow Jesus. Wherever you go and whatever you do, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much. Good night. God bless. And we'll see you, God willing, in 2 weeks. Amen.